This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the first weekend in August.
Yeah.
It's August now.
I can't believe it.
No, it's crazy. School will be starting in a few weeks.
That just seems weird. I know over in Omaha, some of my friends have kids, and they start the 10th of August. And here I thought, whoa, does Atlantic start the 22nd, somewhere around there?
20-something, yeah.
That still seems early to me, just for even for that. I remember starting school, and you're there for half a week. You got out early every day, and then all of a sudden it was Labor Day weekend, and then you actually went back full time.
Yeah, we always started the week of September 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times it was a short week,
yeah.
A couple of days or something, you know. But otherwise, you know, and there were some years we started after September 1st, too. But, yeah, well, of course, school start dates have been creeping up and up and up and up and up. And we always used to talk about how they had, you know, 9 months of school and then 3 month vacation. Well, it kind of got to the point where it was like, I'm not even sure it was 2 months vacation.
Jeez,
in some
yeah.
cases, you know, it was just a little over 2 months and then they're back to school again. So, of course, the lawmakers here in Iowa changed that a little bit this year. And a little bit, well, there was some discussion about that and some angst on some sides, I suppose. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's... I think they compromised a little bit instead of pushing it back and not allowing waivers anymore. I mean, state law does say, you know, after September 1st, but or the week of September 1st, but they pushed it back some, but not as much as some would like. I think there was a bit of a compromise there.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it is what it is. So,
Right. Anyway,
the point of our story was school will be starting in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So get ready for that, too, because that changes everything in a small town.
Yeah, there's a lot more traffic.
Traffic patterns change. Traffic timing changes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many things in our daily lives suddenly change. So, it does create some different issues for folks after a few months of, summertime traffic, I guess. Of course, we're just finishing up with county fairs, for the most part. Guthrie County Fair is still down the road a few weeks.
Yeah.
But otherwise, most of the county fairs in the books now. Cass County Fair just got over with earlier this week. I think they had a nice fair.
Yeah.
Seemed like everything went well.
A little humid, you know, most days, but it's kind of expected.
You hated the rain on the bull ride,
yeah.
But we can do.
Right.
I mean, you know, until you build that bubble, you can't do anything about
yeah.
it, right? We don't have an indoor arena for those kinds of things, so it is what it is. But, you know, for the most part, I think the fair went off as well as it could. Of course, now when you get done with county fairs, everybody starts looking forward to, I guess, the last big blast of summer as far as the big entertainment here in Iowa, which would be the Iowa State Fair.
Right.
Are you doing the state fair at all this year?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I can't remember what bands are playing. I always like to try and hit up that if there's one I like. But I'm always down for, of course, trying all those foods that we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I know.
What was that? Some brisket one or something? That just sounds good right now.
I know. A lot of things sound good. All the food sounds
yeah.
good. Yeah, well, they still have grandstand tickets. Thank you for leading me right into this. They still do have some Iowa State Fair grandstand entertainment tickets available. They sent out a note earlier this week, they being the folks at the Iowa State Fair media office, but they said they have great seats still available for the Christian artist Casting Crowns with special guest King and Country. Now, that's on August 13th. That's a Monday. I'm sorry, that's not a Monday. I'm looking at the wrong calendar. They also have country artist Justin Moore. With Easton Corbin.
I think I've seen
that would
Easton
be pretty
Corbin.
Good.
He's good, yeah.
August 14th. Reba, you've heard of her, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
She sounds vaguely familiar.
Once or twice. Reba, Caroline Cole will be performing on that ticket. That's August 16th. Alabama, sure you've heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
Been around a couple of years. Chris Jansen will perform alongside them August 20th. And then they said tickets also remain for rock artists Yes and Toto. That's going back a ways. On August 18th, the Rockathon hosted by Eddie Truck. This is right up your alley.
Okay.
Dee Snider, Dokken, Warrant, and Firehouse.
Ooh.
On August 23rd. They have pop artist The Fray with Andy Grammer on August 21st. And then Megan Trainor. She's all about something. And she also has a couple of special guests there, too. She's on August 22nd. Now, they have seats available for those. It might be kind of hit and miss here and there, but
yeah.
Some of the other ones you can still get some pretty good tickets for. So, but they say don't wait because, you know, they disappear so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Grand Outlaw National Truck and Tractor Pull, sponsored by the Iowa Farmer today, is on August 19th, and they still have tickets for that as well. That's a big show. That usually gets a lot of people in the seats. Yeah, it's loud.
Oh, I bet.
If you want to experience it, just go stand outside the grandstand.
Yeah.
You can hear it loud and clear. The Iowa State Fair ticket office is open during the week. You can do it on Ticketmaster online. You could call Ticketmaster by phone. A lot of different ways to do that. All the seats are reserved. Concert seats, you're buying the specific seat. So if you've never been to a concert at the Iowa State Fair grandstand, we went to a couple of them last year. They're fun.
Yeah, and it's nice. They're always, in actual kind of like stadium seats and you're covered. So if it does happen to rain, you're going to be just fine.
Yeah, and they do have video boards like you see at the large concerts and things. So no matter where your seats are, you're good because, you know, you know how it works. Unless you're sitting down in those low expensive seats right in front, you're always looking at the screen anyway. You can't see the people on stage.
People in front of you always start standing up, so then you got to stand, so you're just as well off.
It's just being there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like, like a sporting event. You know, there's something about being there and experiencing the rush and the thrill of the crowd and all that kind of stuff. So, so hope you, if that's something you want to do, you still have a chance to get some tickets for some of those things so you can check them out. Lots of things. Yeah, we've talked food at the fair and all that kind of stuff. I was sharing earlier this week another little tidbit about the fair. I found this kind of interesting. The Robotic Raiders. That's a team of 6th and 7th grade 4-H'ers. They created this game called Cyclone Survivor. And they're going to introduce it at the Iowa State Fair this year. They said the team recently received the first LEGO League Award for the game. It's helped to design. It's meant to help elementary. And let me try that again. It's designed to help elementary students learn how to be prepared for tornadoes. Yeah. Team members discovered a need for educating elementary students about tornado preparedness after visiting with their local county sheriff and then researching online resources. Kelly Tallman, who is the Organizational Learning and Accountability Manager with the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach 4-H Youth Development Program, said, you know, they're real proud of these kids and their coaches for what they've done. They've worked hard, learned a lot. And she also says that, you know, education in science, technology, engineering, and math, known as STEM, is part of the Iowa 4-H Youth Development Program. STEM education, like First LEGO League, is a natural fit for 4-H. So it's hands-on education. That's how kids learn best. Now, the game includes challenge cards with multiple-choice questions to answer and then chance cards that send players backward or forward on the board. And the object of the board game is to collect miniature emergency gear to place in your emergency kit. And the player that has the most gear wins the game. The Cyclone Survivor game can be customized to help students learn about other natural disasters like ice storms, earthquakes, or hurricanes, things like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I suppose if you get kids' attention anymore, you have to do a video game. But if you can't do a video game, some sort of a board game would be the next best thing, right? So if you visit the Iowa State University exhibit at the fair on Thursday, August 13th, then you can try out the game. You can play it, test your knowledge on how to prepare for, survive, and recover from a tornado. Because they'll be the special guests at the Camp Sci, a statewide adventure featuring Iowa State University Extension and Outreach work across the state. Pretty interesting stuff. Yeah. Young kids put together this little program. That's a neat little deal for them.
Well, sure.
Hope it works out well. Hope a lot of folks stop by. You know they will.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the Iowa State Fair. You'll just have to figure out how to play one-handed because you'll have that pork chop on a stick in the other hand, right?
Yeah.
Or that big brisket sandwich you're dying to have.
Yes, that sounds so good.
It's all about the food.
It is.
Megan Trainor should do a song about that.
Yeah, I'd probably like that one a little bit
more. All about the food,
My kids like that song. It's just like, no, I don't want to hear it. Yeah.
Of course, she does have that song all about the bass, and that's food, right?
Sure.
Yeah, isn't that what it is? Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, so more of more good stuff, the Iowa State Fair. Hope you get a chance to enjoy. All right, that's enough of the fair. Oh, I got to go on a diet so I can enjoy a lot of the fair.
Just talking about it and thinking about it.
Beforehand and afterward, I think, both. What else you got?
Well, I've got food. The 65th annual T-Bone Days continues through August 4th, and then on Sunday, August 2nd, from 7 a.m. to noon is the breakfast fundraiser and open house at the fire station, and then at 9 a.m. is the Operation T-Bone Cattle Auction with the free hamburger feed immediately after the auction. So again, that's on August 2nd from 7 to noon in the breakfast fundraiser and open house at the fire station, and then the T-Bone Cattle Auction is at 9 a.m. with the free hamburger feed immediately after the auction.
And the cattle auction is on Tuesday, August 4th.
Did I say that wrong? Yes, you're right. Yep. Yes, sorry about that.
Well, I want to make sure folks get to the right day, the right time, the right place.
Don't go then. August 4th.
Yeah, a few of those. They had a big celebration over the weekend.
So many things going on.
Still some more things going on. And of course, the main thing about that is the Operation T-Bone Cattle Auction. Yeah. That's what it was all about when it started.
Exactly. Well, let's see. Also, what we have coming up is a Red Cross blood drive in Harlan. That is on August 4th from 8 a.m. to 4, and that's at CDS. And then in Macedonia on August 5th from 11 to 5, that will be at the DeWitt Community Building. And in Audubon on August 12th from noon to 6, that will be held at the St. Patrick's Parish Center. And then in Griswold on August 13th from 11 to 5, and that will be at the Central Church of Christ. Some other things going on. We have a diabetes education class. It's going to be provided free of charge to Medicare and Medicare and Medicaid dual eligible beneficiaries with diabetes and pre-diabetes in Iowa. The program consists of 6 classes, and it lasts about 1.5 to 2 hours. And participants are asked to take a short survey before the class and then a post-test after the class. And these are anonymous and used only to evaluate the success of the program. And you can learn about how to control your blood sugar level, low-cost healthy meals, becoming active, how to manage medications, and answers to your questions and support for your concerns. Those classes will be held at the Allen Place on Fridays, and that begins August 7th and will run through September 11th, and they run from 10 to 11:30. You can call Crystal at 243-3820 to RSVP for a limited spot in the class, and also has some refreshments being served for that. Iowans can learn how to preserve the taste of summer during online lessons and hands-on workshops from the Iowa State University Extension Outreach. The online lessons already available in workshops are planned for July and August, and including a jam and jelly workshop on August 8th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Cass County Fairgrounds. The home food preserver registration is $35, and that covers the online classes and hands-on workshop. The professional level of Preserve the Taste of Summer qualifies as continuing education for Iowa teachers and registered dietitians. If you'd like more information on that, you can call the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132. The Cass County Conservation Board, they're sponsoring a Breakfast with the Birds program, and that will be held at Sunnyside Park at the Camlin Addition Shelter in Atlantic on August 8th at 9 a.m. They are accepting free will donations, and Kay Newman, rehabilitator and educator at SOAR, which stands for Saving Our Avian Resources, will show and discuss several of her permanently injured birds and will hopefully have one that is fully recovered so they can release that back into the wild. So Breakfast with the Birds is made possible by Dick McCauley Memorial Fund, and that's on August 8th at 9 a.m. at Sunnyside Park at the Camlin Addition Shelter. And then you can go out and help support raptors in education. Atlantic Fest, lots of things going on then. It's on August 8th. Starting off the morning at 7 a.m. is the road race registration, and then that race starts at 8 a.m. Also at 7 a.m. is the tractor ride breakfast. At 8 a.m. is the pancake breakfast and tractor ride at the Cass County Fairgrounds. From 8 a.m. to noon is the motorcycle show registration, and 8 a.m. to 11:30 is the car show registration. Also during that time, from 10 to 4 is the craft show and activity booths. From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., there's live entertainment and food vendors. At 11 a.m., there's pony rides. And then at 1 is the pedal tractor pull and Atlantic BPW bingo. And then from 2 to 11:30 is the beer garden. At 2:30 is the motorcycle awards. 3:30, the bags tournament begins. That's always fun. And then at 3:45, there's the 50-50 raffle announcement. At 4 p.m. is the car show awards. From 5 to 8:30 is the band Glass House Prophet. And then from 8:30 to 11 p.m. is the band Dirt Road Divide. So lots of fun things going on during Atlantic Fest here in Atlantic on Saturday, August 8th. A Kim Forsman benefit will be held on August 15th in Atlantic. It's a fun run that will be held from 1 to 5 for bikes, cars, trucks. And that will be held rain or shine. And they'll be leaving the Atlantic City Park, and all vehicles are welcome. The cost is $15 per vehicle, and a supper and live music for a free-will donation with the meal will be served from 5 to 7, and then old-time rock and roll music by Trigger Hippie. That'll be from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Atlantic Elks Lodge. I also have a live auction around that time from 6 to 7 p.m. and a silent auction from 7 to 10 p.m., so you can come out and help Kim beat cancer for the second time. That's Kim's Forsman's benefit on August 15th in Atlantic. The New Life Church in Atlantic is hosting a back-to-school bash that's held on August 15th from 11 to 1, and they're giving away 100 school supplies kits to the first 100 kids to come out. They'll also have some bounce houses, free food, and carnival games, so don't miss out on the New Life Church in Atlantic at 600 Pine Street, their back-to-school bash, and that's from 11-1 on August 15th. Also coming up is Boots and Barbecue Bash that will be held on August 17th at the Cottonwood Barn in Kimbleton. Doors open at 5:30, dinner at 6, and program at 6:30. Special guests include Republican presidential candidates and other office holders. You can get tickets are $30 each or 2 for $15. You can contact Peggy Toft at 249-2070 on that. Also, Minden United Church of Christ, their ice cream social is coming up August 23rd, 11:30 to 1:30. They'll also be serving hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, salads, drinks, homemade pies, and, of course, ice cream.
Ice cream. Yes. Speaking of which, the Carstens 1880 Farmstead is going to be hosting an old-fashioned ice cream social on Sunday, August 9th from 4 until 7 p.m. They'll have homemade ice cream, so just come on out, have some fun, and then there'll be a community meeting for the 33rd Farm Days after the ice cream social. The 1880 Farmstead, the Carstens 1880 Farmstead, is located near Shelby, and you can find out more by stopping over on that day. Sounds like a relaxing way to spend an evening. Also, you know, we talked earlier about school.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. The CAM Community School District will hold registration on August 11th at the CAM High School in Anita and the CAM Middle School in Messina from 1 to 7:30 p.m.
That's exciting, isn't it?
That's when the rubber hits the road right there. That's where things start to get serious.
Yeah.
You remember going for a registration when you were a child?
Not really.
You know what I remember about registration when I was a child? I remember going into those school buildings and always feeling like they were just humid and hot. And, you know, nobody has been in there for a long time. They've been cleaned up. And of course, we didn't have any air conditioning. But so it was just,
You
know, the windows really hadn't been opened yet. And just the smell of the new school year. Oh, no. Here we go again. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And in high school, did you get to pick your classes and stuff?
Yep.
And always disappointed when you didn't get some of the ones you wanted when you were a junior and a sophomore because the seniors got all the first pick. Is that the way it was at your school?
Not that I remember. I mean, ours was a lot smaller, so.
Oh, yeah. Seniors always got first crack at classes, so they got to pick first, then the juniors, then the sophomores, then, of course, freshmen. So, you know, you just never knew for sure what you were going to get until you, it was like a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
You never knew what you were going to get till you get there.
That's not fun.
Something like that, yeah. Let's see. I was working on some other things while you were going over things. I know you did some things I have in front of me here. You talked about the Breakfast with the Birds program and the kids' bike ride on Saturday, August 8th. That's at 10:30 at the Schulberg Recreation Area in Atlantic. They're asking you to use the west parking lot. Just bring the kids and their bikes, then they go for a ride around the lake. So they'll have some fun that day, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, a little further down the road, the Visit with Ulysses S. Grant. That's Sunday, August 16th, 2 o'clock at the Hitchcock House Recreation Area. You'll meet the general whose strategy and tenacity won the Civil War, the president who struggled to rebuild his country after the war, and the husband and father whose final efforts were devoted to the financial support of his wife and family. The event will be held in the Big Red Barn beginning at 2 o'clock. Just bring your lawn chairs. It's a free program. It'll be held rain or shine at the Hitchcock House Recreation Area. I love the way they do those types of programs. Make it history come alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so popular anymore. Remember, we've said this before, but remember we were kids and we were in school and they'd tell us, oh, you're going to watch a film today, or you're going to watch, in our day, a film strip or something. And and your first response was, oh, no. Now we sit around at home and watch the History Channel.
Yeah, that's true.
We watch, I swear, it's some of the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same type of stuff that we
remember that.
Hated when we were in school. But,
yeah.
You know, we sit and watch it at home when we have a choice. Isn't it funny how that works?
Yeah.
A lot more fun to see the interactive stuff, though. I guess that's as interactive as it gets. There's Ulysses S. Grant right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Also coming up this month, there's the Beginning Farmer Program that's hosted by the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach in Oakland. They'll have a Beginning Farmer Night on August 4th. The presentation starts at 6. It'll be held at the Oakland Community Building. And there'll be all kinds of different information and things there for new and existing farmers. And if you'd like to know more about that, you can contact the folks at the Extension office in Oakland. They'd be happy to tell you more. Also, there's one more garden webinar that's offered by Iowa State University Extension. It's coming up this month now, in August, August 18th. The topic is Pollinators and Growing Herbs. It'll be presented by Nathan Brockman. He's the curator of the butterfly wing of Ryman Gardens at Iowa State and the Polk County Master Gardener, Susan Applegate Hurst. And participants will learn about attracting bees, birds, and butterflies and focus on growing, harvesting, and preserving culinary herbs. Now, the Cass County Extension is helping to host these webinars on Tuesday evenings, August 18th, 6:30 to 8:30. There's no cost, but you do need to call the Extension office or send an email by the Monday prior to that event to reserve your seat. And you can find more information also on the Cass County Extension website. You can find out plenty more about those things going on. So that's kind of a list of what I have here so far. That's really all I've got here. So we should probably take a short break, and we'll be back and have more for you right after this.
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back with more here for you this weekend. What do you have some birthdays over there?
I do. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Clarissa Terpstra, and her children are hosting open house in her honor for her 85th birthday. You can join them at the Exira Alliance building on August 2nd from 2 to 4. And if you can't join them, go ahead and send her a card. Wish her a happy birthday with a memory. You can send that to her at 105 North Cottage Street in Exira, 50076. They do ask for no gifts, please, just your presence. Again, happy 85th birthday to Clarissa Terpstra, celebrating her 85th birthday. That open house on Sunday, August 2nd at the Exara Alliance building from 2 to 4. Happy 85th birthday to Paul Wessling, who will be celebrating his 85th birthday on August 5th, and his family wishes to honor him with a card shower. You can send that to him at 409 Chestnut in Anita, 50020. Again, happy 85th birthday to Paul Wessling, celebrating his 85th birthday on August 5th. You can send him a card to 409 Chestnut in Anita, 50020. Also, a happy 95th birthday to Rachel Jensen, celebrating her 95th birthday on August 3rd. You can send her a card to 2594 340th Street in Brayton, 50042. Again, happy 95th birthday to Rachel Jensen on August 3rd. And send her a card. Wish her a happy birthday to 2594 340th Street in Brayton. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Verna Winter, celebrating her birthday on August 1st. And also to Bernice Horst, celebrating her birthday on August 3rd.
You got through that just nice and easy, didn't you?
Almost.
Very good. I don't have any anniversaries sitting here in front of me, and I don't have any babies to tell you about either. So we're kind of short on that. You know, we love food on this program.
We sure do.
Because the two of us love food. That's why. So I came across that this little tidbit this week, and of course it seemed just appropriate for what we do anyway, but it's an annual thing. You have the Lay's Potato Chip Company.
Oh, and then a contest?
Yeah, you know, every year they have their Do Us a Flavor contest where they send out, they pick four finalists. People submit different chip flavors to them. They create them, they bag them, package them, send them all out, and then they ask you to try them and vote for your favorites. And then one of those will remain. It'll be the most popular one. It'll stay. Well, they have their four finalists decided.
Oh boy.
They had earlier this year, they had people send in their entries of their ideas. They've been chosen. They've been produced. And just earlier this week, this last week, July 27th, the voting period began, and it'll end on October 18th.
Okay.
So you have a few months to try them out, cast your vote. It's an interesting contest because, as I say, there are four finalists. Three of those finalists get $50,000. They're all guaranteed $50,000.
Ooh.
Just for getting chosen.
Yeah.
Just for saying, hey, I think you should do this flavor.
Yeah.
But the one that wins, the one that gets the most votes, will be the grand prize winner. Now, the grand prize winner will get the greater of one or two prizes. They'll either get 1% of the net sales of the grand prize winner's finalist flavor that's sold through the period of July 15th this year through July 16th next year. So they get 1% of 1 year's sales of your chip flavor, of the net sales, or $1 million, whichever is larger.
So they can...
No, you don't get to pick. They just, whichever's larger. You're guaranteed $1 million.
Oh, so whichever's larger?
Yeah, wow. Whichever's larger. So you're guaranteed $1 million prize, but it could be more if your chip flavor sells real well.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't it, though?
Just for, you know, a flavor idea.
Yeah. Wow. Not a bad deal.
I need to get in on that.
Well, what's your favorite flavor? Oh, I don't even want to know what your favorite flavor would be.
You know, I think I did submit some, but obviously I was not notified. You were not notified. So mine did not get picked.
No.
Well, I don't remember what they are now.
I'll be honest with you. The four that are on here, I wonder how some of these ever got picked in the first place. Hmm. You know, we've all had some of our favorites. We've seen the cheeseburger ones and you know, different flavors. And some of them are pretty good.
Yeah.
Some of them, not so much.
Yeah.
You know, the bacon mac and cheese one, I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
That's what wasn't too bad.
The cheesy garlic bread or whatever that was a little too much for me. It wasn't bad, but I couldn't eat a lot of them.
And what's a sriracha?
I don't think I tried that
Somebody did a sriracha. I just had a couple of chips. I couldn't. There was no way I was going to buy a bag of that. No, it's too hot for me. But they have, you know, all kinds of different flavors and things. So anyway, here, this year's four flavors. The Greektown Gyro. Or some people call it a gyro, but it's gyro is how it's supposed to be pronounced. But the Greektown Gyro, and you know what a gyro is, right? James Wagner of Wichita Falls, Texas, entered that. So, you know, $50,000 right off the top, not a bad deal. He was inspired. He says there's a great little Greek place in his town that makes the most amazing gyros. The uniquely cooked and flavored meat covered in tzatziki sauce, onions, lettuce, and feta cheese, and a fresh pita.
Not kind of want one of those.
You don't see gyros around here very
often. No, not around here.
If you're really, you know, interested, you can find them at the State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't find a lot of Greek restaurants, a lot of Greek places that will serve those kinds of things around here in the state of Iowa. But they're interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know about a potato chip flavor, but we'll see. This one is the one that completely has me scratching my head. The West Coast Truffle Fries. Angie Fu of Irvine, California. She said, every time I see truffle fries on the menu, this is the first thing that I order. The aromatic flavor of truffle is mouthwatering. I don't even know what truffle fries are. I don't have a clue. I'd have to look it up.
Truffle, I think of chocolate.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Chocolate fries? It can't be. It can't be that.
No.
I don't know. I have to look that one up, I guess. Southern biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
Haley Green of Noblesville, Indiana. She said, my grandma, Noni, and my grandpa are from Tennessee, and Noni is a walking cookbook full of Southern staples. She said her absolute favorite dish that she makes is her homemade biscuits and gravy.
Hmm.
So I guess why not biscuits and gravy for potato chips?
That might be one I would try since I'm not a big fan of sausage. That way I'm not really eating the sausage.
There you go.
I could maybe try and enjoy it. We'll see.
The fourth and final finalist is Jeff Solinsky of Dubois, Pennsylvania. He submitted this one, the New York Reuben.
Ugh.
You don't like Reuben sandwiches?
Isn't there sauerkraut on there?
Oh, absolutely.
I like sauerkraut. I just don't know about on something else like that.
Let me think. Your maiden name is Hartman?
Yeah.
Isn't that German?
Definitely.
How do you not like Reuben? How do you not like sauerkraut?
I do like sauerkraut. I just don't know if I'd like it on meat.
Mm. He says he works in a restaurant where Reuben sandwiches are a big seller, and it reminds him of his upbringing on Long Island, where delis are very prominent. Oh, if you get a good Reuben, sometimes I wouldn't want to eat them all the time, but sometimes it just sounds good.
Yeah. Hmm.
And if you get a good Reuben, it might come back and get you later, but it tastes good. So there you go. The New York Reuben, Southern biscuits and gravy, West Coast truffle fries, and the Greektown Gyro. Those are the flavors. You can go out, buy them in the store, try them out, and then you can just go online. And if you go to the Lay's website, Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest, just Google it. It'll come up, and it's real simple. It's right there in front of you. You just click to cast your votes
to
the different ones. And, your vote will determine who the grand prize winner is. And, like I say, then they get a chance to make some cash, serious cash.
Jeez, no kidding.
Pretty good deal, huh?
Yeah.
Just for potato. That's how important potato chips are to the American public.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for you here this weekend. Enjoy your chips.
Yeah.
This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.